It is Algo FM and the Algo FM Top 30 with Wayne Hart. She has a string of hits, including Remember, which has now been certified silver. Better Off Without You, which is certified platinum. She now has amassed over 2 billion streams on Spotify, and she's not stopping just yet. Out with a brand new album with the first single. Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, Becky Hill.
What an introduction that was. Thank you so much for having me.
In that intro, there is so much that you have achieved in such a short space of time. I mean, just mentioning 2 billion streams on Spotify, that's massive, yeah. Becky.
I wouldn't say it's that short a time, though. Like, it's nearly been a decade since I've been in the music industry now, and I've only just released my debut album. So I kind of feel like it's taken me quite a long time, mm-hmm. But I feel like public perception and knowledge of me has only happened in the last few years. Welcome, everybody, to the Becky Hill family.
The Becky Hill family. And your influence in South Africa as well, because you've mainly targeted the UK, obviously living in the UK, and you've charted on a number of charts in the UK, but it's starting to filter over to South Africa. So my question to you is, one, have you ever been to South Africa? Two, are there any plans to come to South Africa in the future?
Well, I haven't been yet. It's always been somewhere that I've always wanted to go. I'm a big traveler. I love traveling the world. I've done Thailand and Sri Lanka and Vietnam and Japan and Malaysia, but I've always wanted to kind of go over to South Africa. And Africa, actually, in general, I'd love to go on a few safaris and see the beautiful landscape and eat the amazing food that you guys have. So I definitely want to. There isn't any plans as of yet, and I know I need to get over there, but COVID is kind of putting a stop to that at the moment. So once travel is all opened up again, I will be there with bells on.
Good stuff. Good to hear. I mean, obviously, talking about COVID, it's been devastating for many people and particularly for the artists across the globe. How did you cope during the many phases of lockdown?
Alcohol.
And COVID? Alcohol. Alcohol. Yeah. But as an artist, not being able to perform, because that's where you get a lot of your income, is live performances.
It was terrible.
How did you cope during that time?
I was kind of more on the lucky side, and I was saying this earlier. I think people that had a good lockdown either had money or were able to work from home or both. Mm. And I think, you know, I was lucky enough to be in a financial situation where I hadn't yet bought a house and I still had a bit of cash in the bank. So I went back home to my parents and I spent pretty much the entire time with my family, which was a time that I would never get in my career before. So I really had the best time with my brothers and sisters and my parents. So that was really good. But and I still got to release music. I still released Better Off Without You and Heaven on My Mind and songs like that. So I had, you know, songs that I could go out and put out to people, but I had no way of performing them. So actually, like, numbers on a screen don't necessarily mean much to me. So, like, you know, you said the figure 2 billion streams on Spotify. I'm not quite sure what that means. And really, for me, like, the part of my job that I love is being, and the part where I know that a song has been successful is having a visual representation of it live. But our industry was really left behind. Like, you know, my partner works in festivals. You know, a lot of the team that I have around me put on these incredible shows that I do, and nobody had any work. So actually I saw the devastating effects that COVID actually had on our industry and the people in it. Like, you know, a lot of people lost their livelihoods and lost their minds for a year and a half. So we're super grateful to have our industry and our passion, like, back on its feet, and hopefully nothing will get in the way of it again.
Let's talk about the album Only Honest on the Weekend. Just come on, give me some idea behind the title Only Honest on the Weekend. What is in there?
So I released a single called Space
Yes.
And the label loved it. And I kind of only saw it as an album track, but the label really wanted to go for it as a single. And, you know, I really thought that it was the best song that I'd ever written. It was the most, you know, personal and vulnerable I've ever been on a record. And it bombed. It didn't even touch the charts. And I felt really sad about that. Because, you know, you put so much love and effort into writing music and it was a big part of me. So the first line of Space is, it's like we're only honest on the weekend, only when we're out of our minds. And I knew that I had to call the album that, you know, because it kind of encapsulates the album perfectly. It's, you know, going out and having a rave and having a few drinks and getting leery on a weekend and kind of opening up and your barriers letting down and being able to talk about your feelings and emotions. But yet in the week, you're kind of pushing away with work and you don't, you keep yourself guarded. So, which was kind of like the essence of the album. So it was paying homage to a single of mine that didn't do very well. And and also kind of setting the tone for the rest of the album in terms of what these songs are about and where they've all come from.
And of course, the first single from that album, My Heart Goes, La-Di-Da.
Yes, I'm so excited about this record, mainly because it's like probably the coolest record I've ever done. It has the least lyrics that I've ever done. and actually it's perfect for the weather changing as well. Like we've just been through an amazing summer. Remember was the song of the summer here, which was so amazing. And now we're kind of going into more of a colder autumnal phase of the UK. So I'm really looking forward to for this song to be more clubby instead of more festival-y. And I'm really excited because it's already in the top 40 over here. I've got two records in the top 40. And I'm really excited to see this one grow.
I know that because I follow the Big Top 40 UK and you had both of those singles in the top 10. Remembers in the top 10 on the Algo FM top 30 as well, which is great. We're hoping it's going to go to number one, which is exciting.
Oh my God, I'd love that.
But you got David Guetta. David Guetta, massive name, big DJ. Did you ever in your mind think you would collaborate with somebody like David Guetta?
If you'd have asked the 10-year-old me listening to Love Don't Let Me Go, I'd have gone, no. So this was like a monumental thing for me. Like me and David had been doing a couple of sessions in lockdown. We had kind of connected and swapped details. And when I'd written Remember with Karen Paul, who was responsible for Lola's Theme by Shapeshifters, which is a massive tune, and used to be in a band called Alicia's Attic back in the 90s, you know, she's an incredible songwriter. And as soon as we wrote Remember together, I knew that Guetta would love it. And I emailed him with the subject line, I have a hit for you. And he emailed me back saying, I can never have too many hits. And within 2 weeks, he was like, yep, I want to feature on your record. I want to be a part of your album. And here we are at number 3 in the chart. He has made my dreams come true. And it's so nice to have him say nice things about me and to have, you know, such a high respect for me after all this work that I've been doing. And it's a big moment. I'm very, very lovely man.
Talking about collaborating with artists, who is your favorite artist to work with?
Emenike.
Okay.
Emenike, for me, he had a massive hit with Head and Heart, but has also been behind the scenes making most of the records that you'll hear on the radio and have heard on the radio for the last 12 years. He has been my best friend since I joined the music industry. He has been an absolutely massive influence on my career and my life. And I don't know where I would be without him. So definitely Emenike is my favorite person to work with.
Awesome stuff. Becky, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. We're hoping the single Remember with you and David Guetta gets to number one on the Algo FM Top 30 in the weeks to come. Becky Hill, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been lovely to chat to you, Wayne. Have a lovely day.